Joining us now is Andrea Bernstein from Florida, who's our political director. Andrea, you dare down in Florida?
Yes, I am.
Did you hear my little Flipper reference there at the top of the show?
I did. I remember Flipper. I used to watch it on TV.
Now, you're in Hillsborough County, which is a county that counts. Why is that?
Well, I've hopped over the state of Florida from Palm Beach County over to Hillsborough County, which is on Tampa, on the bay, just off the Gulf. And it's very, very different politically from Palm Beach County. It gives you a sense of how vast and complicated and difficult to win for either party this state is. It's mostly white here. Most of those whites are Christian, not Jewish. And the city of Tampa also has some very poor African-American districts. By the way, the Orlando Sentinel did an analysis of Hillsborough County and found that African-Americans are voting early twice as high as their percentage of the population.
Wow.
About 30% of early voters are African-American compared to 15% of the population.
And that never happens in the early voting. That's unprecedented. That's a complete statistical reversal. Right?
It is a complete statistical reversal, and it's a reversal for Election Day voting as well. It's impossible for people to vote more higher than their percentage of the population, but they can certainly – they usually vote about 50 to 60%.
That's interesting.
So it could get a lot higher this year.
So who do we get to meet in Hillsborough County now?
So I was over at the New Tampa Regional Library. Now, do you remember in 2004, one of the secret weapons of the Bush campaign was that they managed to find these areas of new construction where lots of conservatives had moved in that the Democrats didn't even know about. And I went over to the New Tampa Regional Library in one of these new areas. I mean, it looks like it just sort of sprouted up, these gated communities, these new strip malls, and very, very, very conservative voters and people that were just not voting Barack Obama, like Veronica Hartman. She was a former magazine editor. She said she had voted for Kerry, but Obama was too liberal for her, and she said that the issues, though, were Obama's liberalism and his inexperience. So I said to her, well, what about Sarah Palin? Do you think she's inexperienced? This is what she said.
If she were to have to step up to that plate, that she would be surrounded by capable, competent advisors, the same ones that McCain would use. That would be my best guess, best hope.
But you don't think that? I mean, I've heard the Barack Obama supporters say that about him. Well, you know, he'll be surrounded by smart people.
Well, yeah, but he has a lot more liberal approach to everything than I do. So smart liberals and smart conservatives think differently. I happen to go with the smart conservatives in this one.
Seems like she's immutable and very much identifies with conservatism and shows some concern about Sarah Palin, but isn't going to change her vote.
Yeah, that's right. And, that was actually pretty unusual. I mean, there's a lot of Sarah Palin fans among the conservatives in this area. The people who are deciding late seem to be using her against their decisions for McCain. But McCain has been out there, and he's been sort of throwing out about seven different messages. But the message about Joe the plumber and the underlying message that Barack Obama wants to take the wealth of working stiffs like Joe the plumber, who doesn't seem like a particularly rich guy, and giving it to everybody else, is really sinking in. Listen to Mike the pilot, also at the New Tampa Regional Library, and he said, I'm going to vote for every non-incumbent, but I'm not voting for Barack Obama.
I'm scared he's going to be a socialist, and I don't want to see the country go that road.
What does that mean to you, socialism?
It means take away from the wealthy, give it to the poor, and keep them poor, and give all the money to the politicians, basically, just like the communists do.
Now, some people say that's what happened in Alaska. Have you heard that Governor Palin took money from the oil companies and distributed it all around the state?
No, I used to be an Alaska resident. All that is that a dividend that goes to the citizens because they live in Alaska. It's not taking away from the wealthy. It's just spreading the profit around among the residents.
So you pushed him, and you got some push back there. It seems like this area of Hillsborough County is solidly McCain. What about African Americans? Are they as conservative?
I actually met a few that said they would have voted for McCain in 2000. It's a big military area here, and one of the gentlemen I spoke to, Terrence Finney, said that he really liked John McCain, but he doesn't like his economic program.
I appreciate his service record because I was also in the service for 20 years, so I do appreciate that. I appreciate, you know, where he is coming from. I just think that he probably lost touch with reality. I'm a middle class person, middle class worker. I make about $48,000 a year, and he has no plan for me, nothing for me.
You know, I've spent a fair amount of time down in the Tampa Bay area, and people are really politically significant, very sophisticated, and engaged in the issues. And, you know, that voice sounds very, very familiar to me. Before we talk about undecided voters, though, for a moment, you know, is this state really up for grabs as far as the statewide polls are concerned at this point?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I mean, you know, it's a red state, let's not forget. And
right.
McCain was winning it by a very comfortable margin for a long time. Now the polls are showing it perhaps a 2-point Obama race,
okay.
which is not statistically
okay.
significant. So it is
sure.
close.
All right. So let's talk about the undecideds.
They're coming
then.
Back.
Yeah. Let's talk about the undecideds then.
So yesterday I was in downtown Tampa, and I was speaking to voters, and I ran into three legal secretaries on their way out from lunch back to the office. And this is a group of people that the McCain campaign thinks the election hinges on. They call them Walmart moms, women making less than $60,000 a year. And listen to what they say. It's so fascinating because they don't like either candidate. They say this is one of the hardest elections for them to decide. Obama has given them something to hang their hats on. McCain hasn't quite. Listen to what they say.
Now, what is your reservation about McCain?
His age, more than anything. And the health care, wanting to tax the health care benefits.
You don't like that?
Because any extra money out of my paycheck is a big deal to me.
I agree with Carol and the health care. You know, his ideas on health care concern me, and his age, and his vice presidential candidate is a big concern.
And what about Obama's? What's holding you back from supporting him?
It's just, you know, they keep throwing out the word Muslim. Whether there's really any connection there or not, I don't know. But that's just in the back of my mind, which is why they plant it there.
Yeah, that's so interesting, Andrea. You know, that woman, or both of those women, they remind me of the teetering voters that Bill Clinton talked about earlier. I guess that would be the target of the Obama infomercial this week. Any sign it hit home?
Yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I met a voter who was thinking about voting third party. A huge deal, remember, in 2000, who decided to vote for Obama because of the infomercial.
Wow.
Even though he really believed in building up third party turnout numbers. What's so interesting about these women is the specificity they had.
Andrea, you're going to have to hold it there. High stakes in Florida, but thanks for joining us. Andrea Bernstein.
Thank you.